She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
What's up, Boomer? What's going on?
How are you doing there, my friend?
Very good.
Okay. So Michelle Obama has a book coming out. Tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's called Becoming. And she talks all about like her upbringing and being married to Barack Obama and all of that.
Yep.
So in a recent interview, she talked all about the fact that they in the past have had to see a marriage counselor.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is good. I think that's really good that she's being so honest about these things because, you know, like when we look at them as a couple,
right. We're
like they're like the ultimate couple, right? They seem like they get along and they support each other really well and have a nice family and good values and all of that. So she really spoke honestly about it. She said, because we're role models, it's important. For us to be honest and say, if you're in a marriage and there are times you want to leave, that's normal. Because I felt that way. That's what she says in the book.
Okay.
She said, my mother would talk about leaving my father in the spring when she'd do spring cleaning. And she was then asked if she ever, you know, considered leaving Barack.
Yep.
And she said, there were definitely times when I wish things were different. But I don't think I ever thought I'm just checking out of this.
Right.
So she also talked about getting a marriage counselor. And she said, marriage counseling for us was one of those ways where we learned to talk out our differences. She said, what I learned about myself was that my happiness was up to me. And I started working out more. I started asking for help, not just from him, but from other people.
Okay.
So she says, I know too many young couples who struggle and think that somehow there's something wrong with them. And I want them to know that Michelle and Barack Obama, who have a phenomenal marriage and who love each other, we work on our marriage
right.
and we get help with our marriage when we need it.
Nice.
She also revealed, you know, in that book that she had a miscarriage. And she was only able to conceive her girls through in vitro fertilization.
Okay.
So this might be a book that I would want to sit down and read.
Right, I hear you.
Because I feel like I don't read enough. I feel like I'm getting stupider over time because of it. Do you read?
Yeah.
You read a book?
Not a book.
Yeah, I don't feel like you wouldn't read a book.
I'm heavy on the net. I was kind of shocked when you said yes. I'm heavy on the net, you know what I mean? You know?
Well, yeah, but the internet's different than reading a book, Craig.
Playboy don't count, but you know,
yeah,
cool.
I do read the stories. That's mostly just pictures,
yeah,
so.
But there's some stories.
But I was waiting for a table the other night over there at J. Timothy's,
right?
And, you know, there was a little bit of wait, so I was sitting there, and I was watching a couple eat, like, each person, like the woman and the man, each brought a book, and they were reading their books waiting for a table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, wow, I should do stuff like that. Read a book.
Just change your whole relationship, huh, Jenny?
Well, I don't worry about my relationship. I'm worried about reading a book.
Everybody got to grab a book. Max, get a book.
All right. So there was a rumor going around over the weekend that Ja Rule was in the process of buying. I mean, 50 Cent was in the process of buying Ja Rule's Masters.
I heard about that last week. Right.
So there was this rumor going around. So Irv Gotti, who, of course, you know, owns. He's the guy that runs Murder, Inc.
Yeah.
He's the president of Murder, Inc., who, of course, has put out all of Ja Rule's music, decided to speak on this and said, everyone, please stop with that blank, with that dumb blank. I own all Murder, Inc. masters. Rule owns all his publishing. This is facts. I'm never selling my masters. They belong to my kids. Talk about something else. Tales is coming back top of the year and it's coming out scorching hot.
Okay.
So Ja Rule spoke on it and said, you 50 trolls are trying way too hard to hope y'all getting a check and not just a check, like he put like a check mark.
Right.
LMAO. It wasn't that funny, but anyway. He wrote, anyway, for the ones on the short bus, like, what's wrong with the short bus?
Yo, man.
He says, he can't buy my masters. I own them.
Right.
So okay. There we go. You had to check out everything that's going on with that little beef. And Pusha T was on stage over the weekend.
And
behind him, the big screen, it said F. Drake.
Oh, wow.
Pusha T is saying that he did not tell anybody to put it up there.
Right.
Someone took it upon themselves.
Wow.
I don't know.
Michi, was that you?
So he said, he kind of went into a whole explanation saying it was like the tech guy
right. Who's
corny decided to put it up.
Right.
You can check out everything he had to say at 937.com, but who would like take it upon themselves to put it up there? That's crazy.
Michi, did you drink?
Michi was not there. Okay. Hey, we got the...
He loves Pusha T.
He does love Pusha T.
Well, he loved Drake, too.
Yeah, we got the Rider 5 Rush Hour mix with DJ Craig G. Coming up at 5. Keep it here. It's Hot 937. If for some reason you